A soldier from Massachusetts died in Afghanistan earlier this month after his truck hit an improvised explosive device, an IED. Army Specialist Stephen Fortunato had just returned from a visit home when he was killed while manning a gun in the back of a Humvee. From member station WBUR in Boston, Monica Brady-Meyerhoff has this remembrance.
Stephen Fortunato was home from Afghanistan for about 3 weeks last month, seeing his family in his hometown north of Boston and hanging out with friends. He also ate a lot of his grandmother's Italian cooking. Veronica Fortunato says he loved her care packages of biscotti.
He called me up from Afghanistan, and he thanked me for all the other stuff, too. I had put a lot of stuff in the package. And he says, but I'm going to make the cookies last, Nonna. I'm not going to share those. And yeah, he did.
His leave wasn't all happy. He was dealing with a divorce from his wife of less than 2 years. But that meant he spent a lot of time with his mother, Betty Crawford.
This was when he was in Korea. People told me that looked like an ad for the Army.
Now she holds a photo of her son in combat gear. He's got a broad white smile. He died on his first patrol after his leave.
I hope it was instantaneous, that he didn't suffer. I truly miss him. I just know that he died a hero, doing what he wanted to do.
25-year-old Fortunato graduated from high school and didn't sign up for the Army until a few years later. His parents and his grandmother, Veronica, didn't want him to join.
I was mad at Stephen for joining up. I mean, you know, why did you join? You know, if he hadn't enlisted, he wasn't going to get drafted. So I figured, I'm just brokenhearted, that's all. But I don't resent that he went to fight for his country. But I just resent that he died. I mean, you know, you can't help it, you know.
Betty Crawford says she was worried constantly about her son, especially when she said goodbye to him before he returned to Afghanistan.
The night before he left, I gave him a hug and I said, I'm going to worry about you. And he said, don't worry about me, Mom, I'll be all right. And I'm well trained. And I was thinking about that the other day, that those words, that well trained, it doesn't help when you go over a bomb. Nobody can be well trained for that.
As she speaks, Crawford clutches a greeting card with a recorded message on it.
And this is a Mother's Day card from the past May, and I want you to hear it because it's his voice.
Hey, Mom, happy Mother's Day. I love you, and I'll see you soon.
Stephen Fortunato planned to go to college after the Army. For NPR News, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerhoff in Boston.